The Blame Game by Sandy Jones. Read for you by Carissa Vacker.
Prologue. She wants to be everything to everyone, but making yourself indispensable is dangerous. It means you're party to secrets that others don't want you to know. It means you'll go to any length to keep your own close to your chest. It means that everyone around you becomes collateral damage. But she'll not bring me down. I'll get to her before she gets to me. Her need to be essential is about to make her an accessory. Part 1. 1. I'm sure, as soon as I see the door ajar, that something has happened. I never leave my garden office unlocked overnight, not because there's anything in there worth stealing, but there's been a spate of petty shed burglaries around here recently, and I don't need my clients' files strewn across the manicured lawns of Tatton Hall in the hapless pursuit of a mower or a power tool. Though you'd have to be pretty stupid if you honestly thought that the sprawling estate was tended to by a handheld trimmer kept in my pimped-up shed. The 50 acres of rolling land that surround our cottage are maintained and nurtured by a team of 3 full-time greenkeepers, who you're more likely to see astride a sit-on John Deere than a hovering Flymo. I remember Leon showing me the barn where all the machinery is kept when we first moved here after he'd become the estate's manager. My eyes had stood out on stalks, as I'd always been a tomboy growing up, and one of the best days I remember having as a child was being taken to Diggerland, where I was allowed to operate a JCB. I'd patiently waited in line for over an hour, just so I could pick up dirt from one pile with the giant bucket and move it onto another. My dad was infuriated that a theme park would charge for such an inane activity, but I'd been delighted. Pushing the memory to the back of my mind before it turned sour, I tentatively pull the door open and peer inside the converted outbuilding I've grown to love. I expect to see my desk upturned and its drawers thrown across the room in frustration as the lowlife realized that there wasn't as much as a skateboard on which he could make his getaway. But my workstation is still upright. The framed certificates proving my right to practice as a psychologist still hang dead straight on the wall. And the vase of flowers that I'd been sent by a grateful client still blossom, their optimism jarring against the unnerving sensation that is coiling around my stomach. My eyes travel to the salmon-colored couch, where many a life story has been shared, but its cushions remain perfectly plumped and the magazines on the coffee table are fanned out just as I had left them after my last appointment on Friday. Nothing looks to have been disturbed, and I allow a little frisson of relief to ease its way across my shoulders, loosening the knot that has so quickly tightened there. Maybe I had carelessly left the door unlocked and the breeze had just taken it off the latch, leaving it swaying in the brisk morning air. I admonish myself, promising that I will pay more attention in future. There might not be anything in here to entice an opportunist looking for an easy grab and sell, but there is still incredibly sensitive information held within the drawers of the cabinets that, in the wrong hands, could have far more damaging consequences. I take a sip of my coffee and turn the electric heater on just to take the edge off. It's forecast to be a warm day, but the overnight coolness has made its presence felt, not helped by leaving the door open, I say scathingly to myself. I shiver involuntarily as I open my diary, though I can't tell whether it's because of the very real chill in the air or seeing who my first appointment is. Jacob. My chest tightens, and I ask myself for the 100th time whether I've done the right thing by him. I know I certainly haven't done right by Leon, but then I wonder if that's not his own fault. If he hadn't been so distracted lately, I would have found it easier to tell him. But the job that we thought would give us more time together has actually resulted in exactly the opposite. Because even when he's home, he's on constant call, and the summer concert that he's spent the last 4 months organizing